the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rumor has it Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are living separate lives before their fourth baby is born and could be headed for a divorce. Sources say the couple is barely speaking and their marriage is on the brink of collapse. Dealing with Kanye and all of his issues has left Kim really stressed and worried about the state of her marriage. Matt LeBlanc tells Conan that after he won a Golden Globe a while back, he got off stage and was propositioned by Sharon Osbourne to have a little menage a trois with her and Ozzy.
No!
And I run into Sharon Osbourne and I say, oh, such a big fan of your husband's. Sure. He is so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what she says to me with a completely straight face. She didn't take any time. Like, immediately she goes, oh, that's great. Maybe after this, you come back to the house and we'll have a threesome. She was obviously, hopefully, kidding.
That's what I will said. Tell you, she was not.
Sharon set the record straight on the talk.
I would have loved to have filmed it.
And we would have loved to have watched this.
I don't know, like, what you call it with two guys and a girl, but that sounds like something with the devil. The devil's triangle, the devil's dance.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is, no thank you.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has filed new documents in his prostitution case that claim police surveillance footage showed him inside a Florida massage parlor. Is a result of an unlawful sneak and peek search warrant. The documents call the video governmental overreach, and because we don't live in a police state, Kraft wants the footage kept private. Kraft and his lawyer said Florida resorted to the most drastic, invasive, indiscriminate spying conceivable by law enforcement. They also said that the narrative about the sting operation targeting human trafficking is BS because officials have no real facts proving that human trafficking ever occurred at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. And Ariana Grande is going to be releasing a new song called Monopoly in just days. The singer teased the release of the song with her best friend and longtime collaborator Victoria Monet. Grande later posted that she wanted to release the song tonight, but admitted that it's not mastered yet, so the song could be released on Monday.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Coming up in less than an hour, Pete Davidson, speaking of Ariana Grande, talked about his most random celebrity dinner.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I'm wondering if anybody on the Joe and Alex Show, or if you're listening right now, would actually do this. A lot of couples struggle to conceive, and they go out and find help of all different styles and different ways. There's tons of options out there to try to conceive or have a child. But this way, I don't think I could do it. It's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.